This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to disseminating the Torah and Mesorah of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky and his Rebbeim. Please consider donating at eshelpublications.com to help us continue our mission.
That are called Enei Hashem, and we spoke about why he needs the Malachim to be Enei Hashem and so on. Alafike Mayim. Pirish. Oysom Shemashkech Malachuba Shem Shalamayim Kiyadua. So it's very interesting. He's talking about malachim that are the einayim kaviyach laKadosh Baruch Hu. They're the ones that are meshaitik all over. Now there's afikim mayim oisav shemashkicha bali Torah shemshal lemayim kiyadua. That's one group of malachim. Secondly, roichtes bechol apirish koa bali tshuva yoishes hamaleis heim oisam. And the Lashon Maleis of it would be like Mole, they kind of have the Shleimus and so on. So I want to talk about, first of all, what does it mean? He has Malachim that are looking out for Balei Torah, he has Malachim for Balei Tshuva, and so on. So the meaning over here would be, it's like when we call Hashgacha, so Hashgacha has different shades of meaning. Hashgacha in this case, Hashgacha HaKadosh Baruch would be like when we say in English, he's looking out for them. He has an eye to make sure that everything's okay. So the word looking out, the Naim over here, when we say the Malachim are the Naim, it's sort of the highest darga of hashgach and interaction. Meaning, a tzaddik's in trouble, so the nace that happened, or the hashgach that happened to save the tzaddik, is a malach, but that's already the befoil of it. The etzim fact that a Kadosh Baruch Hu has a special eye, it says much by Klal Yisrael, a Kadosh Baruch Hu, made himself like his mistaken. Bayaras onyenu means he stopped being misale. So whenever you're talking about an interaction, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with someone, so the etzem noticing, the etzem fact that I take note of your problem, and then I send someone, that itself is also on Hag of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And these are three in Yonah. Now,
don't we say it's a Milo when we say loyali de malach, loyali de sarof?
Milo what? Sorry, let me see if you're a little low. Let me see if my loudspeaker is not good. 1 second. Where's my loudspeaker? Here it is. Let's see. Yeah, let me move it up. Okay, what were you saying?
Don't we say that it's a Milo when we say loyal yidei malach, loyal yidei sarah?
Yes, but that's yes, that's right. But the normal hatzkocha, Enei Hashem al yireyov, is the pshat that they're not given over to teva. There seems to be a special department on the lookout for them. So, of course, when you're contrasting it with the loyal yidei malach, that happens yes, Mitzrayim. When you're contrasting it with being left alone and sort of taking the falls as they might come, this is certainly a big Milo.
Because don't we say also in other places that the Umas HaOlam are Mashiach through different Malachim, but Klal Yisrael is not through Malachim. Klal Yisrael is through HaKadosh Baruch Hu as opposed to the other Umas.
He's talking over here about Pratim. He's talking about here about Balei Torah, Balei Tshuva, and people that were never chayte. So he's talking about the Yechidim who get a special hashgacha. He's not talking about a klal. Mm-hmm. But what's interesting here is he picks three categories that these three categories don't fit into. You could just say good people. I don't know. He divides up the people that have special hashgacha as Balei Torah, Bala Tshuva, and Tzaddikim Gemurim. So Bala Tshuva and Tzaddikim Gemurim, I understand the Chalukah, because Chazal have a machlokes whether the Mokash or Tshuvaim Din, you know, whether Tzaddikim Gemurim are bigger because Ein Rasos or Secha, or Mokash or Tshuvaim Din, and however you're going to understand the machlokes, but it means these are two separate categories. There's the maila of somebody who was never chayte, and there's the maila of somebody who was chayte in the tshuva. But how do Bali Torah fit into the, like, why is this a third point? Manashach, the guy always sat and learned, so he belongs in Leitam Utam Chet. If he's somebody who he didn't learn and now he's learning or whatever, so that's a bal tshuva. Where does Bal Torah fit in over here as a separate category? I'm not, you know, it's talking about Hashkoch in particular. So I'm not sure what the reason is. Not no clear indication. It could very well be that the Pshat is in Bali Maisa, whether they're Bali Tshuva or Tzadikim Gemurim, the Hashkoch is for the Maisa they did and for the Maisa they do. Somebody who's Bali Torah, so that means that he's Dovok Be'etzim. It's a very different category. Bali Maisa, it's a getter of Tzchar, it's people that are close to Hashem's heart. Here the Pshat is there's a Chibu Be'etzim, and that's why there's Ashkocha. Could be. I don't have a marker fit, and I'm not sure. L'chayev Karugas Aboisim. Asar Shal Chayayim. Im karugois shaboyim boy shazoyim boy psamim beroyin shem sudarim. So the lechayim are the place where there is daken, and that has it's like a rugus that is zoyim boy psamim. And he says megdolus merkachim kol lechayim piyush shemegadus merkachim beheim haseir. But inyan ze b'mashal ke adal lechayim gvul machshava. So there's a certain type of maila, so to speak, of the l'chayayim that they're the mokum cyrus. The mokum cyrus is the mokum dibur. Let's talk about this a little bit. You know, let's finish just the two lines, then we'll talk about it. Ulaze kina pchina zu lechayayim. Usoysef sheishanim, pirush, diburon mutav umosel uchas aleiv, kuma reach ha-sheishan ha-nefes mor oiver, va-inyan ze koyal asrofim ha-lebatfin, ha-mashgichin al-dibur shalodim. So this whole piece over here, lechayov, is describing the clay hadibur of the person, and b'meila, all of these terms describe different inyanim about it. Now, he speaks about the seir of l'chayayim. He says that they're mesudarim. He says they are like oisim. The point is that the two things. When this is the transition point, this chelik of the person is the transition point where things go from bifnim to bechutz. So it's true by people and kaviyachol and Rav Shlomo Sanhag also. Now those in yanim, there are two nekudas that are chal over there. First of all, the musig of a seder starts over there. In the world, when a person has an idea, when an idea flashes a person's mind, that idea ki'ilo has no beginning, no end. The person just feels that way. When a person dreams, so there's no seder at work. Like this came before, this came after. There's no seder, no mahalak of seder, and Koyach HaDibur begins to take Machshava and be Mesaderet. Just like when a person speaks, yes, he masadas machshavas. And the reason is because a person's inner tfisa is really closer to being koilel everything together. When the person needs to give it over, he needs now seder is chal on it. And it's like it says in Chazal, Dabur Dibur Aleifanov, that when a person speaks Mesudr, that's when it's Tapuch Ezov Mishkias Kesef. In Dibur, the Seder Hadvarim is important because Seder Hadvarim is Noilad then. It's just like the Marshal, and people find they have a hard time when you ask somebody, tell me why you like Reuven or Shimon or your parents or whatever. And people say to themselves, it's obvious. I mean, there's nothing to talk about. And when you try to describe it, you fall all over your face. And the reason is because your Hagosha is one. You feel Av, and that's it. Once you need to speak, you need to be Mashlet Seder. Why, what, when, where, how. And it's a whole new process. Two, this klapi the machshava bifnim. This is like the b'chinas reyach. We spoke about that the b'chinas reyach is the reyach shmanecha. It's the first gilui b'chutz. It's something which doesn't yet give you very very concrete and specific information, but it gives information. So if I walk by a house that's completely shuttered and it's, you know, and it's closed and everything is closed in, then I have no idea what's there. If I can smell something and I can say something strange, but without knowing specifically what. So the first, since these are the kelim, the first kelim of gilui, these are the two tchunes. It's Roshanim, it's Reach, so there's a certain prinus of Reach, and this is the and this is the place where this Seder also begins, and that's why it's Arugas. He also says Shemachshav Shorim Nikam Misar Leyed Mochachas Parzuf. So I don't know Chachas Parzuf, but it means because the person's Machshavas are beginning to come out. Before the parts of, there's no way to know Machshavas, unless HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving you inside information. Once I begin to, once it goes out into the Kriya Dibur, someone who's a big Chochem can tell right away, but just like you can read a person's face and see what he's thinking, you can, sometimes. But Al Kapanim, that's, it says, this is a special place where this is a mokum of din, so to speak, where malachim srafim are mashkiach dibur shel adam. Now, the reason why the Sarafim are particularly high malachim, and the word Saraf, it means that they are, you know, the depth for Einish or something. It says the Moshel, they're going to be Saraf you behevel pihem. So Srefa is something which is behevel pihem. It's something which is, because Dibur is such a high darga, it's the first place where there's a real pagam is in Dibur. Anything that's inside is it doesn't really have pagam in that way. But Maral says that there's no such thing as machshava betelum, there's Dibdvarim betelum, machshavas betelum. So this is the makom, the highest pagam that could be chal. That's why there's a special. The Srofim Balagatfin, the Mashkech on Dibur Shadam. The Malachim that are Memune, a Maisa Adam, on a much lower Madrega, because the value of Ma'is Adam, the Pekam, if you do wrong, and the value are less than the world of Dibur. Okay. Next passage. Yodav Glile Zohav. Pirish. Yodav Etzvoizem Glile Zohav. Shetzvoizem Shebefiim Muhudorim. Ken Yodav Muhudorim. The Inyan Ze Alamashkicha Ma'isim Tejer Adam. Oisim Bemachais. So this is a lower darga. This is Zohav. Zohav is also Pchinas Din. Zohav is a Pchinas of a fire. Like it says that you know, there's red Zohav. Zohav is Midas Adin, but it's not like a fire. And therefore, these are lower darga. It's a lower darga of a lower standard. And the Malachim are of a lower darga. They're Chayas, not Srofim, and they are Zohav, not Srofim. Mimulon Betarshis Pirish, Miusodim Avarin Toivis, Unimshal Nal Alamitsis Maisim Toivir. May of Eshes Shein, Behema Galgalim Imakrechovim, Mechoshev Kankisede, Kise, Kamichachomim, Malochim, Srofim Chayas Aragal. So Tachlis, the Goyan says, he's now. This, according to this Pshat Nagoyan, this description is talking about the description of not the Torah HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave himself or whatever, but the Hanhaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, going from Lamala Lamata, and the instances are Kisei, Tamichachomim, Malochim, Srafim, Chayetim. Those are the progression when you're talking about the Shekhinah of the world. So in other words, the world itself also adds up to Asher Kaima, Kineged what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is anticipating. And this is the Seder Advar of how it goes. Eshev Shukav Amud Eshesh. Zehu, I mean, it goes, okay, it goes to Sidron over here, and the Meir Veshe Shein, Galgalim Krechovim, that's the lowest line. Shukav Amud Eshesh. So up to this point, you've gotten down, and now we go into the Yisoides that are part of this world. Shukav Amud Eshesh is a koil Shalosh Yisoides Emesh Ave Mayim Eish Shenikra Amud Eshemayim. So in the world itself, we have four Yisoides. Three of them are a little more ruchnis. The Ave and the Eish, the Mayim, are a little better. And therefore, they are called the Amud Eshemayim. V'zeum Yisodim Adi Paz. But they stand on Adi Paz, which is the Eretz. This is like Adonim in the Mishkan. That is the bottom platform. That's what holds everything down. And that's the Eretz, which is the lowest of the Dalet Yisodis. Why is it Adnei Paz? I'm not familiar. I mean, he brings it in the bottom of Bigger Abeleza, but Shiva Rots is Barak Hadish Baruch Hu. I'm not sure physically what it refers to, continents, whatever. The Amma Amud Eshesh, Shabbat Ochlad, Mashloish and Me Echus, Shalkar Velach, Velhefer Kiedua, Vem Shesh. So, this is how this all comes. Shesh, Mar Eo Kalavonik, Rosef Kri Matsu. Now, I want to mention something that he says before. He says the Shukov is the Yisoides, Yisoran the Paz is the Aretz, and so on. Whenever you speak about columns and so on, so, and he mentions it, you're talking about something that holds up something else, and that which is Lamala could not possibly exist without the Lamata. So if a person walks into a beautiful hall and the ceiling is stunning, but there are columns there, and I say, why did you have columns there? Well, it's not going to stand without the columns. So the columns are the etzem giving a metzias to the top, but it's the necessity for the top to be there, but the top is the tachlis. In other words, there is no Shemayim without Aretz. The and this is Kilu a tos. It says the Moshe in the Mishnah. It says in Ein Kemach Ein Torah, Ein Torah Ein Kemach. So it's an obvious conundrum. So where does it go? Which one is the one that's important? So the Maral says these are two separate inyanim. Main kemach in Torah is pashut. If there's no food around, there's nobody around to learn Torah. Main Torah in kemach means there's no tachlis for the kemach except for Torah. Because Shmuel would not have created bagels if there is nobody learning or whatever. So one of them, they're both necessary for each other, but one of them is necessary as the support, and one of them is necessary as the tachlis. That's how these two pairs go together. Shemayim and Aretz also have that same relationship. It's not the pshat that Aretz is it just kind of kashbar threw it into the world for Nisayan, for whatever. What gives Shemayim its meaning and Metzias is Aretz. Aretz is the column that holds it up. It's the ground on which it stands. And the reason is because we're not talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're talking about Shemayim, Rakia. We're talking about the Ruchnius that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in the world. Malachim, the Torah, and so on. They are all there only because of the physical world. Because in order to be Megala, Torah, it needs a world where it can be Megala. And if you would not have a world, if you don't have a clay kibble, you don't have Mashpia. That's a very important thing to understand. We tend to think of the Mashpia being more important than the Mekabel. The answer is, let's give a simple example. If you don't have Talmidim, you don't have Yeshiva. If you don't have Rebbeim, you don't have Yeshiva. If you don't have Rebbeim, you don't have Yeshiva, that's easy, because they're teaching. But if you don't have Talmidim, you don't have Yeshiva, it's because there's no such thing as Rebbeim teaching, unless there's somebody learning. The whole Metzias of Rebbe teaching is for Mekabel. The Mekabel, the Velt says, I remember Shapiro says that Noral, I never counted Noral, but he said, the reason why Shemaya is Kaina is because without the Shemaya, the Oina doesn't have Shemedaba. You don't have, the Mashpia is not a Mashpia unless there's a Mushna. So the relationship between Shemayim and Aretz is, without the Aretz, the Shemayim stands on Aretz. It is a Shemayim is a Mashpia because it's Aretz. The rain that comes from Shemayim comes because it's Aretz. It's a Makabla. The other Mayim by Aretz is no rain. On the other hand, if there's no Shemayim, no one makes an Aretz. No one builds a house with columns and never gets home. Maybe some people do, but when you build a house like a mensch, you build the columns are there to support something. They're not there for nothing. So that's the relationship between the shukayim, and the guf. The hanhagas that are the tachtonis, the shuk, and the adepaz, then they're not just kind of you need to get around. You have feet. If you're not standing on the ground, you don't exist. That's the knage that he's saying over here. That the muscle is like a column, and the earth, which one is, the Shemayim rests on earth, and it needs earth. And without the earth, there's no Shemayim. And it's all the Mishalim in Chazal about Avodah Zarah Gavoya and so on. We're talking about not the Rishon Kaviyach Mishatzmai. We're talking about the world as it is. In the world as it is, if there is no Mekabel, there's no Mashpia Be'etzim, and if there's no Mashpia, there's no point for Mekabel. Both sides are true. Okay, and then he says finally Chikim Amtakim Koyal HaTorah. The reason would be because in order to have masikas, let's take this, let's translate it into common language. Candies are sweet. Nice things are machmar. This is a beautiful golden vase. The difference is that which is sweet, wherever I have a b'chinas tam, I can absorb it internally. I can make it part of me, and it becomes part of me. That's where masikas can happen. Chemda is for something which will always remain outside. As beautiful as the gold vase is, I can never eat it. I can keep it around. So in ruchnis also, there are things that are always outside and desirable. There are things that I can actually absorb into myself and make it part of my mitzvahs. So the difference in Torah and mitzvahs is mitzvahs always remain outside. I take the levesek and I shake it. And there's a tremendous tshuka for that. And that's the chemda for it. But the ma'isa mitzvah is always an outside ma'isa mitzvah. The Torah, because I absorb it with my das, with my seichel, it becomes part of me, and it becomes something which it becomes part of my mitzvahs. You can have masikas applied to it. Then it says that doy is a reish and misoinim is amas anechas rakhmenu. So, first of that is, okay, you asked me a question. Why am I so upset? Well, here's what it's like. I think going means one more nekuda here that I think is very important. The Goyen is saying, I can only be misabel on doide in rei in as much as I have a zed doide vizerei. But if a person has a vague sense about liking somebody, so it's nice. But a person wouldn't turn the world over. So if we're not able, like people say, they missed the Beis HaMikdash. It's terrible that it's Charev. Yes, and but there's nothing. We have a hard time being misabel because we have a hard time pointing a finger at what the problem is. When we have what's the right word for it? When we have a certain feel, a certain chibur to it, a certain eschavis, a specific, when I understand specifically what kavanas are, and I say specifically what avodah is, and I have some zeh, what zeh means, I can point a finger at it and give it some definitive surah. So until I don't have the zeh, I don't have that surah, and therefore I can't be misayinim misablani. Now he says, because there is a rei, I can be misoinen, misabel, misaneach, as rachimei. Okay, I think we'll hold it here. We're actually getting someplace.
Yeah, Baruch Hashem. So, Rabbi, so based on what Rabbi just said, how are we supposed to understand the Kol Masabel Yerushalayim?
The what?
How are we supposed to understand being Masabel Yerushalayim and all these things?
You know,
I mean,
so the avoda is that the person, that the person be misbrinin in some nekuda that he's shayach to. At the end of the day, everybody is shayach to something. So, if you leave it at just what Beis HaMikdash is missing, it's terrible. Then we're enjoined to be misbrinin a little bit, think about these things. And that's
but when people try to bring it down to something specific, doesn't that also, minimize? So, someone who's unemployed, he's misabel that he's unemployed. So, there's nothing.
Nothing what? You froze. I lost you. the I you're not.
Can Rabbi hear me?
Now I hear you.
Ah, okay, yeah. So somebody who's unemployed, so he's not Mesabal on the Beis HaMikdash, he's Mesabal because he's unemployed. So he doesn't want a Mashiach or the Beis HaMikdash, he wants a job, right? So how does that not end up translating into just turning this into...
So you're right, so a person's Mesabalus has to be, he has to be able to, so let's say a person's unemployed and he understands that the reason why there's no bracha in Ma'aseh Deinu, and no matter how hard you work, things always are not going well, because this Kadosh Baruch Hu has left us and it's never on our faith. There's no Hashos Haschina, there's no Hashbah of Toiv. If you don't, unless you take it back and associate it, then you're not missing it. A little child, a little child is abandoned and he's hungry. He can be crying for being hungry. He can also remember his mother feeding him and thinking of his mother feeding him and understanding that he's missing his mother. So those are things that are types of his braininess. But a person needs to make an effort. A person needs to be able to sort of think through the things and be oimin on what is it that's missing in Krach Besamikash.
Okay. Thank you, Rebbe. Mazel tov on the golden apples coming to our shores.
Okay, Veseda, thank you.
Yeah, we're very excited. The whole island, the whole chat, right. The whole chevra is very, very excited. Okay. Baruch Hashem.
Take care, man.
Yeah, all right. Have a nice week.